and an issue very much on the table at those talks in London. And even at this late stage, not clear what Boris Johnson is going to do about the Brexit deal. The pressure coming on from Europe to Michel Barnier as well. George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times. George, you're writing today that without a change in the UK position, a deal this weekend's impossible.
Well, certainly Michel Barnier has reported back to the member states about the progress in the talks, and he's been told by President Macron of France and some other European leaders, particularly those with coastal borders onto the English Channel and the North Sea, that he needs to get a better deal, particularly on the issue of fishing that you were just talking about. And so the talks dragged on late into last night. There was a scene at about 10 o'clock last night of pizzas being delivered to what they call the cave, this underground negotiating room where Michel Barnier and David Frost, his British counterpart, have been leading the negotiations. But things are getting very, very close. I still think, actually, there's enough room for manoeuvre here that both sides will be able to get to an agreement, and people in London, at least, talking about the possibility of a deal by the weekend.
But there's also, and Boris Johnson faced a bit of a backbench revolt over COVID restrictions this week, that vote. There's also Eurosceptic Tory MPs, their fears that there'll be betrayal, there'll be a case of sellout on Brexit. How much will that weigh with him?
Well, that will weigh very heavily on Boris Johnson, but in a way, these are the two extremes in the argument, aren't they, really? You've got the Tory Eurosceptics who think that any concession to Brussels is a betrayal of national sovereignty. And on the other side, pushing Michel Barnier, you've got people like President Macron who want to maintain a very big share of the fish in British territorial waters. And so those are the big sort of two things that are basically hanging in the balance, really. It's sort of fish versus sovereignty. And, you know, both Mr. Johnson and Mr. Macron face their own political pressures at home. But nevertheless, I still think that we are getting into a sort of landing zone area. And there's going to have to be a big bust-up, of course. There always is at the end of a negotiation. But my sense is we're getting closer.
We'll wait and see. It's been a long time, George. Thank you very much indeed. George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times. It's 11 minutes to 9.